You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire. I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
That was Heartbreak for Jetlag by Vera Allen. Welcome back. You're listening to The Wire on 95BFM. A collaboration between HelloFresh and Massey University reveals that 87% of Kiwis suffer from spice-xiety. An online survey of 650 participants found that 92% of New Zealanders use less than fewer spices in their daily cooking. Evidence suggests Kiwis struggle to use spices outside their comfort zone. Producer Elle spoke to Massey University Professor Joanne Hort about Kiwis' taste preferences and aversion to trying new flavour profiles.
Could you please define for me what is spice-xiety and does this have anything to do with spicy food?
Yeah, so spice-xiety is a term that's been coined to represent the idea that New Zealanders are not that keen or confident, perhaps, in using spices in their cooking at home. So when it comes to sort of actually using spice, they're not sure what to do.
Right. So why do you think this is? Like, is there anything in Kiwi culture that kind of means we're less likely to branch out with the spices we use in our food?
It's an interesting question, actually, because I don't think it's that they're worried about branching out with spices, because, you know, if you just look on the high street, there's so many different restaurants from Asia and other parts of Europe and so forth that actually use spices in their cooking, and we really enjoy eating them. It's perhaps more that they don't have the education to understand how to blend spices together. They'd rather buy a jar of sauce or a packet mix at the supermarket. Not everybody, of course, but in general, that's what the survey found.
What kind of spices or flavours do you think define Kiwi food?
Yeah, another interesting question, because, you know, the sort of population in New Zealand now is so diverse that there's a whole range of different flavours from spices that we've been open to trying. But when you look at the ones that are most commonly found, it's really those sort of kind of smoky barbecue flavours or earthy paprika type spices that seem to be infiltrating the foods that we're consuming at the moment and are most popular in the dishes that we're buying in restaurants.
We have such a diverse population, but, you know, that's not necessarily translating in the food that we're eating. What do you think it would take for New Zealanders to try and branch out?
Well, I think what they need to do is try more recipes. But of course, what HelloFresh are trying to do is provide spice blends so that people can order recipes that have been tried and tested already in the kitchen and that do use those kind of sweeter, smoky flavours that New Zealanders currently enjoy in foods all year round, so that they can experience them. And then, you know, Kiwis themselves could actually try and start to use recipes from online recipe books to create their own spices as well.
So do you think that this is the total population of New Zealanders, or do you think different populations have different perspectives?
They do indeed, and particularly within New Zealand, there's lots of different cultures, and there's lots of foodies out there who are already trying out spices and are quite confident in doing that, but a large proportion aren't. And what we also have to understand is that people perceive things differently. We don't all perceive spices in the same way. And so it's about experimenting or perhaps adding more or less of those different spices until you understand what flavours you actually need or how much of a spice mix you actually need in your food.
That was Massey University's Professor Joanne Hort speaking to producer Elle about New Zealanders' spice preferences.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.